The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
With me here in the Dunbrody Visitor Centre in New Ross is Sharon Clancy. And if you were lucky enough to be up the road in the Arboretum, in the JFK Arboretum today, you will have heard her singing. If you weren't that lucky, don't worry, she tells me she's working on that new music and it's coming your way soon. Is that right?
Absolutely. And we had a gorgeous afternoon, so it was so wonderful to be up there and to be invited.
It's a lovely spot, isn't it?
Absolutely stunning, like so many acres of beautiful walks and absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, it was really lovely. And a great crowd, so responsive. Yeah, it was an honour to be asked to perform. So we did lots of lovely original songs there, Kieran.
Yes.
So that was really fun, actually, to be able to just get my music out there as well. And being a Wexford girl, it was just lovely to be celebrated there.
And what's it like to be back, say, in your own home county, performing your own music? Say when you had such an experience on the West End in London, where you're performing other people's music, but to big crowds and everything, which I'm sure has a great buzz about it too.
Yeah, I spent 13 years in London doing West End shows, but I originally started in my own little jazz bands when I was like 15, 16, and then went off, got the acting bug and had a lovely time, amazing time doing like Mamma Mia and Jesus Christ Superstar, some of the really great big musicals there. But when I came home in 2012, I thought, okay, this is my chance to get down and just to write. Like, there is a wonderful thing about working on other people's material, and everything I've done up to date will add to that, will bring a story, will bring a melody, and it's all kind of interlinked. Mm. So it's really, really wonderful now to be actually writing my new music, which I would kind of class as a bit of a theatrical jazz, because you can't take the actress out of the girl.
Okay.
Or the musical theatre out of the girl. So I'm mixing, I'm blending both. So I'm going with the theatrical jazz.
And how much does the music that you're writing at any given moment reflect, say, what's going on in your life?
Oh, everything.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. I've got some really good stories. I won't say like an Adele writing the X album, but some really good songs and little things, like even recently we just recorded quite a few songs that have actually just gone up on all the music platforms that people will listen to, and currently working on the rest of the album, which I hope to have out before Christmas. And songs like Measure of Love, which we'll be kind of talking about, and it is little fun stuff where you're talking. Like, the measure of love is when you love without measure. So I had a little plaque on the wall and I took that and I took my own life and I took all my friends who were maybe on dating apps or looking for love. And the idea is that you just ditch the preconceptions, you know, try to tick every box in life. You know, you watch the way he walks. Oh, he walks funny. Mm. He looks, you know, it's not going to work, you know, for boys and girls. I'm still young. So young at heart. So you kind of use everything, and in relation to what you're writing, I think everything has to come from the heart and has to be related to what you're talking about.
So give us a sense then of the musical scene in Wexford, because people will remember we just had the Fla relatively recently in Wexford. You've got the Opera Festival, which is such a kind of huge event in the calendar as well. You talk about being in a jazz band as a kind of 15 or 16 year old. The music you're writing at the moment, it's, you know, it's still in that sphere, but influenced by musical theater as well. I mean, there's so much going on in just that.
Like, Wexford is a melting pot. Like, it really is a place to visit, and it is nurturing young talent, lots of young talent coming up as well in Wexford town. And I run a stage academy myself called Superstar Stage Academy, and that is building kids from age 4 right up to 15, 16 into theatre and performance, and a lot of solo artists coming out of there, like Ciara Doherty, Hayley Crosby, Casey Mooney, some really brilliant up-and-coming students, past students of mine. So, and then you've got the Opera Festival, where they are celebrating all new works.
Mm.
So that really makes it exciting. You've got Oyster Lane Theatre Company, you've got the Wexford Light Opera Society, and so many drama groups. It really is hub of creativity, and like lots of opportunities for young musicians to just get out there and do it and write their own music. And a lot of people now, with the way the world has gone, we are writing, we are putting our music out there, because you can't really sell albums anymore, because there's no money.
Yeah,
in
what's
it. It
that like? I mean, how different is the industry?
I think it's incredibly different. Like, you can stream, get everything out there now, but you have to have some other things, other strings to your bow, to be able to sustain and live a life, unless you get very, very, very lucky. But if you can write from the heart and perform from the heart, that carries you. Once you love what you're doing, it makes a difference.
Yeah.
Whether you can survive on it is another story. But I think, obviously, we all know, and people know the way music is gone now, everything, you don't get money unless you make it big.
No, but I guess the upside to the way it's gone is that democratization, as you call it, you know, as you describe it, as I call it, it does allow people to get their music out there.
Which is
there's not the same gatekeepers.
Absolutely. And, You know, and it's wonderful because you can just keep adding and writing music, and it is easier to get your own music, like self-publishing with books.
Yeah.
So there is lots and lots of opportunities for people to get their music out there. And, you know, you could literally hit on one number or one song, and, you know, with TikTok or with any of the social media platforms, we're now having the opportunity to get a massive demographic. So your music could be played on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
While you wouldn't have had that if you're doing a live gig in a little pub in Wexford, that's not going to happen. So now there are the amazing opportunities to get the work out there. And I think that's what it's about, getting heard and seen.
If people are really excited at the prospect of your jazz infused with this kind of musical theatre influence from all of those years in the West End, how can they find out more?
Well, they can check me out. I'm up on, it's Sharon Clancy. On my Insta, it's I am Sharon Clancy. And so all everything, if you even ask Alexa or anything now, they'll play my songs. So it's like on music, on iTunes, Spotify, all those YouTubes. So I am Sharon Clancy on Insta. And they can find lots of lovely and exciting things. And like mixing in, even just to give a little bit of a shameless plug,
yeah.
There is a panto, which is called pantoland.net. So I'm actually playing the baddie,
Like
mixing, being able to, and even to talk to young people, the one bit of advice would be to have as many strings to the bow.
Okay.
So we're doing that in the Setu Arena in Waterford. And it's the first professional panto with Richie Hayes and Danny O'Carroll.
Great.
Yeah, they're in it. So I get to play the baddie in that. So that's in December. So that'll be really
exciting.
Always
more fun to play a villain as well.
We get you down for that.
Absolutely. Sharon, listen, thanks a million for coming into us. Really
Thank
appreciate
you so
it.
Much.
Sharon Clancy.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.